Does everyone have a piece of paper and a pen? Because you might hear some. I was trained to be a school teacher. A lot of people don't know I have a master's degree in education. And I was teaching school for about almost 15, 20 years, but I got tired of grading papers. It was easier to teach Sufism. People didn't give you the finger when you were teaching zikr. So, oh yeah, I was in the public school system. I've seen it all, man. If I told you some stories, we'd never get to the Sufi part. But we're going to start with a little guided meditation called omnipresence meditation that I developed over time. And we'll do the meditation for about 10. I think we have till what time? How long do we have? So the meditation will be just about 10 minutes.
Till 2:40.
Okay, and then we'll go into the teachings, okay? If you want to close your eyes, you can. If you want to keep them open, you can. But sit and relax. Relax and breathe. Relax and breathe. Breathe in through your nose, deeper than you normally would, and hold it. And breathe out through your nose.
Someday.
And turn off the music. Relax and breathe. I was a Hindu in a previous life. That's on my playlist, so we'll start again. One more. Ooh. Relax and breathe. Breathe in through your nose longer than you normally would, and hold it effortlessly and comfortably, and breathe out through your nose and relax. Continue this deep breathing, breathing in through your nose, holding it as long as it's comfortable, and exhaling through your nose. And continue this during the meditation. Relax and breathe. Visualize a purple light on your crown chakra, connecting you to the cosmos as you breathe in. Hold it and breathe out. The purple light is filling your nervous system, traveling from the crown chakra to the base of your spine. The amethyst healing light connecting you to the source. Breathe in and relax. Inhale and exhale. As you inhale, visualize love and light entering into your being. And as you exhale, visualize worries, stress, leaving your being, going back into the cosmos. As you breathe in, be here now. You are not the body. You are not your mind. You are not your emotions. Relax and breathe. Traveling through time, you are not limited by time. Observing space, your true essence is not contained in space. You are not that which comes and goes. You are the eternal being having a human experience. Breathe in love and light. Exhale any negativity that you're carrying with you and relax. Being the observer of time, you are not limited by time. Being the observer of your emotions, you are not your emotions. Being the witness of the physical body, you are not the physical body. Ask yourself, who am I? Who am I? You are not something that is born, gets old, and dies. Eternal witness of form, space, and time. Be as you are, free, omnipresent, omnipotent, and omnipotent. Om Sat Chit Ananda, truth, consciousness, and bliss are your true nature. Be as you are. Remember, your true essence is bliss, consciousness, truth, ever expanding awareness of the One. Remember. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. Lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون نبي شيء من علمه إلا بما شاء Wasiya kursiyuhu samawati wal ard wala yauduhu hifdhuhuma wa huwa al-aliyyul azim
Sadaqallahu azim. Slowly reintegrate your consciousness back into your normal waking state, bringing with you the awareness of expanded consciousness beyond duality, ego, mind, and desire, transcendental bliss traveling through time in the form of who. Amen. Short and sweet. Would anyone like to share their experience during the meditation before we go into the four principles? Any brave soul?
There was joy in the...
Yes! Joy? In North America? Priceless!
Oh, excuse me.
Joy? In joining together in the who.
Yes. Okay. Joy, this is, class is dismissed. We can go. We had one person experience joy, that's enough.
Well, you punctuated it right into the time and place of this moment, so thank you for the punctuation.
Yes, Be Here Now was a favorite book of mine many years ago.
Yeah.
Be Here Now. I never gave that book to anyone. No. It could make you quit your job and move in. Live under a bridge, but it was one of my favorites. Reading the book and turning the pages. LSD is a hell of a drug. But would anyone else like to share their experience?
Peaceful.
Ah, peaceful? How so? Someone over here?
Just a timelessness, just a completely gigantic space.
Just a glimpse. Imagine if you could do that once a day, how more productive you would be at your job or whatever you did. The boss could say, I need this report by 3 o'clock. You'd be like, who, me? Like, who, me? Like, I got this. I came here with a state of peace. No problem. Take meditation with. A Sufi is meditation in motion. Try to remember that. It's easy to sit like we did in meditation. But when the guy next to you in the car is trying to get in front of you, and you just want to flip him off, just say, who does he think he is? Who is everywhere? Who is everywhere? Who am I? Do you know, and we'll go into, one of the greatest questions you can ask yourself is, who am I? But the answer to the question is in the question. Who am I? How do you spell human being? How do you spell the word human?
Human.
Ah. It's simple. Elementary, my dear Watson. H-U-M-A-N, man meaning mind. Man is the consciousness of who. Who man being is who being man or woman. You are the essence of who man being. Man is not gender, it's consciousness. Man is mind. So you're the consciousness of the who existing in form. It's right in the word human being, but we don't think about it like that. So Shariat, anyone else want to share before we go into?
I just want to say that radiance was
Radiance.
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 Absolutely.
Not the shampoo, but like real radiance. What? It's priceless. Who would like to be radiant every day? Peaceful every day, joy every day? Sign me up for that. I can't curse in here, but sign me up for that. Radiance, joy, and peace. Why not try it at home? It goes a long way. People say, how did you get the name Sheikh Sufi? I have a blog online, 786sufiwisdom.com, and I wanted to blog anonymously. So I just changed my name to Sufi, and I blogged under the name Sufi. Gosh, who is this Sufi guy? Somebody blogging with the name Sufi? It could be you, it could be you, it could be anybody. Nobody, Sufi is writing blogs? So I became very anonymous. The only problem was I started going and giving lectures. And people were reading my blogs, coming to the lecture saying, are you Sufi? I was like, do I owe you money before I answer? I don't, oh yeah, that, I'm writing the blog. So when my sheikh made me a sheikh, I took the name Sheikh Sufi. It was to be anonymous because in this society, people need to see a Sufi. People meet me in the grocery store, what's your name? I say, my name is Sufi. They say, are you a Sufi? I said, what's that? I just heard this name online somewhere. It's crazy when you tell somebody your name is Sufi and then they ask you, are you a Sufi? You ask me a dumb question, I'll give you a dumb answer. My name is Michael Jordan. Do you play basketball? No, what's basketball? I just told you my name was Sufi and you asked me if I'm a Sufi. No, I say, no, what's that? This is a Sufi answer because a Sufi, to say I am a Sufi could be in the ego. Ego meaning to ease God out. And the Sufi is one who seeks to destroy the ego so that I and my father are one, I die daily so that God might live through me. So the statement, I am a Sufi, could be from the ego. I am a Sufi, I have my clothes, I have the beads. I got the Sufi starter kit from Walmart. Okay, yeah, I got the ring too. Bismillah, Rahman Rahim. Okay, so this is perfect. I watched the Master Pirzia teaching today, and I looked at what he had on the table. I was like, the table is a teaching. The words, the Shariat is the outer circle. The Tariqat is the Sheikh sitting on the Shariat. The Hakikat is the water close to the middle. And the Marifat is the rose growing in the middle. Come on, man, who is Pirzia? How did he do this on the table? He got the whole teaching right on the table. I'm looking at. So if you want to draw this on your paper, and I'll explain Shariat, Tariqat, Hakikat, and Marifat with what's on the table. It's perfect. Shariat is the outer law. And it's very broad. Shariat is what we call Islamic laws. How do you pray? How do you fast? How do you go to Mecca to make Hajj? What are the rules and regulations concerning your practice? Like if you are a doctor or a lawyer, they have a set of guidelines on how to practice law, guidelines and rules on how to be a pediatrician. In Islam, the broad circle on the outside is what they call Shariat, S-H-A-R-I-A-T, Shariat. Yes, S-H-A-R-I-A-T. And the root word Shariat is Shar, S-H-A-R, which means the law. Shar means law in Arabic. So the Shariat is the outer law of Islam. But the problem is, my sheikh in Africa, he says, oh Allah, protect us from the Muslims.
The first time I heard him say that, I was like, I thought we were Muslim. Like, the hell is this guy talking about? In West Africa, to a crowd of Muslims, my sheikh says, oh, Allah, protect us from the Muslims. Muslims could be some of the craziest people on planet Earth. People ask me, are you Muslim? I say, I'm Buddhist. Don't you see these beads? Om Mani Padme Hum. Don't bother me. Don't you? Please, put me in that Muslim bag. Are you kidding? Om Namaya Shivaya. Don't put me in that bag. They took something so beautiful and made it something so ugly. When the comedians say, I would have been Muslim if it wasn't for the Muslims. I would have been Muslim if it wasn't for the Muslims. But Islam is actually a word that means peace. Most people, I dress like this in the hood. Walk down the street with people smoking weed and drinking beer, they see me, they think I'm a Buddhist. They have no idea I'm practicing Islam. One guy even said, oh, brother, we have beads in Islam too. Literally, oh, brother, we have beads in Islam too. I said, oh, thank you, thank you. I don't want to talk to this guy. He's got something he doesn't even know that this is Islam too. So Shariat is the outer form. It means the Islamic law. And it's supposed to be the differentiation between what they call halal and haram, forbidden and what's not forbidden. But it's represented by the outside of the table. So most of the Muslims around the world, the sad part is all they have is Shariat. You still would cut your hand off. You didn't know she was stealing the bread for her family at home? She doesn't have a job? This is the inner essence. So, the beginning of Shariat starts with the Shahada, what we call La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. It's the outward form of Islam. It's the beginning of the path of peace, but it's called the Shahada. The beginning of the Shariat is when someone takes Shahada. Somebody say, when did the Shariat begin? It's not applicable to the person until they say, yes, I want to practice Islam. And this is what we call Shariat. Now, in the Holy Quran, it says Islam is revealed in stages. So if it says in the book there's stages, why is it that most people only have the outer form? And it even tells you most of these verses are allegorical, but they want to stick to the outer rigid form. So in the law, you have, this is the sheikh, and the beginning of tariqat, T-A-R-I-Q-A-T, the beginning of tariqat is finding the sheikh. The sheikh should be grounded in the Shariat. So this represents Hazrat Inayat Khan, Pir Velayat, Pir Zia, the sheikh is on the outer circle. The sheikh has an outer form and an inner form. You should see the signs of peace on the teacher. If you find a teacher who doesn't have peace and you think they can help you have peace, you're missing a small piece. If you find a teacher that doesn't have peace and you think they can help you find peace, you're missing a small piece. So the sheikh of Tariqat, T-A-R-I-Q-A-T, is sitting on the circle of the law, Shariat. And Tariqat actually means a pathway. The word Tariq in Arabic could mean to travel. It also is Ta-Ra-Kaf, which could mean Taruk, which means to take a journey. So in essence, the sheikh of Tariqat is going to take you from the outside circle of the law
This is a journey going inward. So this could be sitting right here. This glass of water is actually, you want to make a circle like this, because it goes from Tarnikot to another inner circle. This glass of water represents a circle like this. You got an outer circle, which is Shariah. You find Pirzia, who's the sheikh, who says, the law is good, but we got something better than that. We're going to take you inside to what's called Hakikat, but you have to have a clear Tarnikot to get to this, which is Hakikat, or a circle within a circle. Let me see. Yes, yes. He's got three circles. I need to hang out with you. What you drinking? So there's a circle inside of a circle. T-A-R-I-Q-A-T is Tarnikot. Oh, you got it right there. Perfect. Hakikat is the inner circle. H-A-Q-I-Q-A-T. These are very good words in Arabic. If you use them, they say, oh my God, this guy's a Sufi master. Yes. Oh, is it being recorded? I feel famous. Okay. Oh, yes. These are my scare of Muslim beads. No, let me see. I shouldn't be like that. They see these beads, they're like, oh no, he can't be Muslim. So, let me go over the words again. Shariat, S-H-A-R-I-A-T is a beautiful word. Comes from the root word shar, which means law, outer form. You still would cut your hand off. That's basic Shariat. Tarnikot, T-A-R-I-Q-A-T, means literally a pathway. A pathway to take a saluk or a journey. This is what we call Tarnikot. But you cannot... This might sound kind of crude in Western language, but in Africa where I studied, they say the person who has no sheikh, the devil is their sheikh. Literally, they say if you don't have a sheikh, the devil is your sheikh. What does that mean? The ego says, I can do it. The ego says, I don't need someone to help me find God. And first of all, you're already God, so why do I need somebody? The ego will say, I'm God. I don't need somebody to help me find myself. I'm God. Did you tie your shoes by yourself? Somebody showed you how to tie your shoes? Somebody showed you how to put on your pants when you were little? Someone show you how to do math at school. Somebody show you how to diagram a sentence in English. But I don't want nobody to tell me about God, though. Oh, no, I don't want no shake. You needed a teacher for everything else. When it comes to the most important thing in life, your ego says, nah, I'm good. Well, don't teach your son or daughter how to tie their shoes. Just say they're good. They'll figure it out. The most important thing is finding God. But we don't want a teacher to help us do that. This is asinine. This is the ego. So, Shariat Tarnikot. The Tarnikot is a what? A pathway to take you to an inner circle called Hakikat. H-A-Q-I-Q-A-T. Hakikat. H-A-Q-I-Q-A-T. A-T, Hakikat. Hakikat means the truth of reality. Someone in here knows the... What's your name, brother?
Haku.
See? He's named after the Hakikat. Literally, the root of Hakikat is the word Hak. H-A-Q-Q means the truth. So you have this word Hakikat, represented by the brother right here. He's this circle inside of the circle. The truth of reality is
God is the only reality. Hakikat is the understanding of La ilaha illallah. Hakikat is nothing other than the understanding that La ilaha illallah means free Big Macs on Tuesday between 4 and 6. Literally, free Big Macs on Tuesday between 4 and 6. No, that's not the truth of reality. But in college, it sure was nice to get buy one, get one free, I'm telling you. It's like, what does that sell? What is that? Anyway. The truth of La ilaha illallah. Do you know the greatest mantra, zikr, praise in the known and unseen universe is La ilaha illallah? It's the essence of Buddhism, the essence of Taoism, the essence of Hinduism, the essence of every spiritual tradition known and unknown is in La ilaha illallah. The Hindus say all this is Maya, illusion. The Buddhists say all this is mind. The Sufis say all this is God. What's the difference? What's the difference? Baha Mahayuddin, my first master, he said, separate from yourself that which separates you to others. Separate from yourself that which separates you from others. I'm dressed like this on the plane coming here. The man next to me asked me if I was a Baptist minister. I said, yes, sir. How did you know? I swear to God, on my mama's grave, he asked me if I was a minister. I said, how did you know? And I started talking to him about the Bible. He's the happiest man. I met this black guy on the plane that's a minister working for God. If I told him I'm a Muslim, oh my God, what? You gonna blow this plane up? Separate from yourself that which separates you from others. When I meet a Hindu, they say namaste, I say om namaya shivaya om gam ganapataye namaha. I'm a Hindu to a Hindu, a Buddhist to a Buddhist, a pastor to the guy on the plane. This is the Sufi. You know why Muslims don't like Sufis? The Sufi says every religion is right. The Sufi say every religion is right. Oh my God, did you just say every religion is right? Of course, God is bigger than your religion. If you didn't get anything from God, is bigger than your religion. God is the God of belief. If I believe God is in this flower and start to pray to this flower, Allah will answer me through the flower. Because God does not want to disappoint anyone's belief. This is Hakikat. Hakikat is saying, Allah is the only reality. How many chakras do we have? Oh, you guys are phenomenal. For the average person who goes online and looks up the chakras. You're right. There's more. The average website will say 7, but some say there's chakras in the feet, chakras in the palm of the hand. You got chakra diagrams for chakras above the astral plane. But for the basic commoner, there's 7 chakras. 7 layers of skin. 7 planes of consciousness. 7 days of the week. 7 major planets. 7 heavens. 7 hells. This is run by the president of America. No, did I just say? I don't know Piers Zia's opinion on that. I shouldn't say that. Erase that. Anyway. Yeah, let's just erase that part in history. I'll flash it with a white light like Men in Black. So, he didn't say that. So, 7 is a very mystical number. Look at this. La, I, la, ha, il, a, la. Exactly 7 syllables. You know you're saying it right when you have 7 syllables. The first four, la ilaha, is a negation, saying nothing is real. La ilaha is also yin in nature, meaning it's feminine. La ilaha, negation, nothing is real. And the ha is in the heart. Ha, energy, is heart. You could take the seven syllables of la ilaha illallah and line them up directly with the seven chakras on the spine. That's an advanced technique that they didn't tell me to teach here today. But, oh, dang it. I guess I did say ha is in the heart, so you could probably figure out the other ones. La ilaha il a la goes right with your astral body. La ilaha, nothing is real. Il Allah, only God is real. This is the hakikat. The truth of reality is God is talking to God and God is listening to God. This is the hakikat. Hakikat is an ocean. Once you come from the mundane world of 9 to 5, off on Saturday and Sunday, and you get to a place in life where you start to see God is the only reality. You know, an exercise I do quite often, I wake up in the morning and I say, everyone I see today will be God. Everyone I see today will be God. I will not see this individual, her, I will see God, 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 God. They said, did you have something to drink? This is why Rumi says the wine of the lovers, they were all intoxicated. I am talking to God. And what's your name?
Sure Deal.
God's name is Sure Deal today. Or just try it. The lady at Whole Foods is God. The guy trying to cut you off on the street, that's God. The wino drunk on the street, that's God too. The prostitute, that's God too. When you get to a point in life where all you see is God, oh my God. This is a Sufi. I don't see, one of my disciples says, they asked me the other day, she put it, is that not shirk? I'm going to text me and ask me about shirk. Shariat says shirk is to associate partners with God, right? This is the outer law of Shariat, to associate partners with God. Based on the hakikat, there's nothing that exists but God. So for a Sufi, there's no shirk because I don't see anything existing but God. You saying there's a partner with God, that is shirk. You see the concept, it's totally different. So I tried to explain to her. First I asked her, who are you? And I said, are you other than God? She said, no. I said, is it possible to be other than God? She said, no. So I said, where's the shirk? If la ilaha illallah means only God is real and there's nothing in existence but God, for a Sufi, the shirk for a Sufi is to think you're something other than God. This is a totally contradiction to Sharia. The shirk of a Sufi is to think you are other than God. Because the Sufi say la ilaha illallah and the hakikat mean God is the only reality. Now, here goes the deep part. Once we got to hakikat, we found out that la ilaha illallah meant God's the only reality. So what could this possibly be? What could marifat possibly be? I already realized that there's only God. This is a very high realization. What could be deeper than that? Yes. Acting in the world for God, taking this God and making it an action,
God is a verb. What else could marifat be? Marifat, M-A-R-I-F-A-T. Marifat is a dot in the circle or the rose in the middle. That's marifat. I love it. It's the essence. It's the pearl inside of the ocean. It's the pearl in the ocean. It's the pearl in the oyster at the bottom of the ocean is marifat. It's a pearl that you find. It's a deep realization. M-A-R-I-F-A-T. Marifat comes from the Arabic word arif. A-R-I-F is in the word marifat. A reef means to be, the closest thing in English is gnosis. A reef means gnosis, but it means direct knowledge and experience of Allah being your true self. The station of Hakikat says, God is the only reality. That would be the opening of what we call the third eye. The sixth chakra. But when you get to the seventh chakra opening of what they call enlightenment, this concept of God being the only reality reverses to the essence of my true self is the only reality. There's no difference between you, God, and the universe. In the state of marifat, God might be seen as still some outer form. But in hakikat, I know God is the only reality, but my name is John, and I got to be at work tomorrow morning. At marifat, you're saying this God that is all is actually who I am. It's a higher concept. Hakikat says God is the only reality. Marifat says my true self is the only reality, and people call that God. It's a fine line where I say I'm talking to myself. Yes?
Where does who fit in this?
Who? It's one in every group. That's a deep question, man. You got your goggles on and your snorkel. Y'all ready to get? In the Kabbalah, they have something called the Tree of Life, the nine spears, and they have the Ein Sof, which is the spear above the nine. The who is that Ein Sof above the Tree of Life that is the formless essence of God. Who is being or existence? So this who is going through all four, Shariat, Tariqat, Hakikat, and Marifat, but the who is manifesting in something that they call Sufiat that nobody talks about except Baal Mahayadin. But this who is the substratum of every atom? Who is the substratum of every atom? It's the formless form. It's the Tai Chi. It's the motionless being. It's the Shiva before Shakti. Who is the primordial energy of God before it took form? And do you know, my master told me the secret of Allah is inside of the woman. Most of the 99 names of Allah in Arabic are feminine. The Sufi is actually a worshiper of the divine feminine. Do you know this essence of who, which is transcendental being, manifested the unicity of Allah, which was genderless, and from Allah came the Rahman, which was feminine, and that feminine Rahman was before what we call Rahim, the masculine? In our Islamic cosmology, the woman is the most important. Man is, for a woman to say she's equal to a man is bringing herself down. What came first? I don't want to get into that. You see, I'm already wearing a dress. Come on, man. The fuck? I'm already wearing a dress. I get a butterfly tattoo, but they already say I'm feminine. So I got to chill on that. Yeah, I know, right? So, but all I'm saying is the divine feminine. My sheikh said the secret of Allah is inside of the woman. I had to study Shiva and Shakti to find out what he actually meant. Shiva is the divine masculine principle of God that's motionless. Divine energy is Shiva. But that energy does not interact with the universe. When Shiva, the masculine principle, decides to take action in the universe, that's what we call Shakti, or divine feminine energy creating the universe. That's why it's called the womb of creation, feminine. The Arabic word Rahman means womb in Arabic. The womb of the woman comes from the Rahman. Bismillah. Every time you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Bismillah is the transcendental being. Rahman is the divine feminine, and Rahim is the divine masculine. So in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you have transcendental being of who? You have Rahman, the feminine, and you have Rahim, the masculine. It's a total balance. So anybody who says Islam, do you know Islam was actually a women's rights movement? People got it twisted. Islam is the Holy Quran is the only holy book that says women have rights over men and men have rights over the women. It's the only holy book that gives women her dignity. But these damn Arabs, oh, I hope nobody hears Arab, excuse me. If we are being recorded, okay, I got to be professional. Let me be professional. I'm with Pirzia. I have to be professional. But I teach places where people are not professional. So sometimes I have to say it like it is. Okay. No, I won't do that. I respect Pirzia too much. So let's be professional. These people born on the Arab subcontinent were very chauvinistic. They were even burying female children. They were so ignorant. They used to bury female children. There's a verse in the Quran where Allah says, these female children that were buried will ask you on the day of judgment, why was I buried? Allah told, let me get off of that horse. So Shariat, Tariqat, Hakikat, and Marifat. I think we're running out of time. Does anybody have any questions? Hopefully we're running out of time.
I don't have a question, I have a request. And my request is so ignorance comes from not knowing, okay? And so when something comes in from a higher state and it comes into a lower state, there's always a misunderstanding that happens about the truth. And so what I would like to do, rather than to divide or separate the truth, is I would love it if you could lead us in a practice for that which has been misunderstood over hundreds, maybe thousands of years, rather than that we call out the ignorance that actually is from the past that has been carried into the now, and that we use a practice of some kind to help bring about a harmonious state through our hearts now.
Number. Who in Arabic is 11? If you write the name who in Arabic, it's ha and wow. The ha is 5, the wow is 6, 6 plus 5 is 11. So 111 is 100 times with that who. It's a magnification.
111 is a magnification of the who. Because that 11 comes from who? The essence of being.
Universe. Who is high, wow, 5 and 6, which is 11. So this is where we get the 111 from.
Thank you.
There's more. I don't know if we have time. 111, how many people heard of the word ketub? What is Ketub, sir? Ketub is the highest teacher. Guess what the numerical letter of the word Ketub in Arabic just might be? 111, exactly. The word Ketub in Arabic is 111. Kafi is the hidden power of God. Kafi in Arabic is 111. So the hidden power of God, the name Kafi, which happens to be the Ketub, the highest teacher, which is a manifestation of the Hu, which is 11, is 111. That's why we do that chant 111 times. Then if you do 111 times 3, you got 333. Now you got a whole different paradigm. Sufis are numerologists as well. Everything is in the numbers. C6H12O6 is glucose. If you don't have exactly C6H12O6, you don't have glucose. Alchemy. The recitation of the names of Allah with the exact numerical value is what we call alchemy. Alchemy is not changing base metals into gold. Alchemy is changing the human qualities into God's qualities. And it can be done scientifically through the alchemical formulas of the names of God with the exact numerical value. And this is why we give 111. It's an exact number for the Ketub, for Al-Kafi, the hidden power, and for the 11 for who? Oh, I just had a V8. So what we'll do is 66. We might not have time for 111 of each one, but we have time for 66. Guess what 66 is? Listen, Allah, Alif, Lam, Lam, Ha in Arabic, the is 66, exactly. The Alif is 1, the 2 lambs are 30, the Ha is 5. So you got 1 plus 30 plus 30 plus 5, you got 66 in Arabic. So when you chant something with the name Allah, you want to chant 66 times. If you want to go into the power of Ketub or the hidden power of Kafi, you use 111. If you want to go into the power of Bismillah Rahman Rahim, you would chant a name 7, 8, 6 times for Bismillah Rahman Rahim. But all of this is in the numbers. So, Brother Hawk, what do you think? 66 times is good? The smile is priceless. Man, the smile is priceless. Look at, he's radiant. What would you think, 66? We could just do 33 and be happy. You have 33 vertebrae. Do you know how you have 33 vertebrae in the back of your spine? That's why a lot of Sufis use the number 33, because on the spine there's 33 vertebrae, exactly. Yes, we are the macrocosm. I don't want to get into that, but people, okay, let's do the zikr. So we'll do La ilaha illallah 33. We'll do Allahu 33, and then we'll do Hu 33. By the blessings of Hazrat Inayat Khan, Pir Vilayat Khan, Pir Zia, and Sheikh Ahmed Bamba from Senegal, West Africa. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Allahu, 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 who, 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 toward the one. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.